Hello, welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought, dated the 13th of May 2007, is titled The 12 Questions to High Performance. I was searching my email box for a document, and an unexpected email popped up into the search box. It was one of those emails which I'd forgotten about, one of those gems sent from a colleague which I'd cruised over on a busy Monday. So I double-clicked, and back into my life the information came. The email was about a Mori poll. Mori had asked thousands of questions to hundreds of teams. This email highlighted that out of the thousands of questions, there were only 12 questions which high-performing teams had constantly answered yes, whereas the comparison set of average performers had constantly answered no. So here are the questions. I know what is expected of me at work. I have the materials and equipment I need to do my work right. At work, I have the opportunity to do what I do best every day. In the last 7 days, I've received recognition or praise for doing good work. My supervisor or someone at work seems to care about me as a person. There is someone at work who encourages my development. At work, my opinion seems to count. The mission or purpose of my company makes me feel good about my job. My fellow employees are committed to doing quality work. I have a best friend at work. In the last 6 months, someone at work has talked to me about my progress. This last year, I have had the opportunity at work to learn and grow. Now, like me, your mind is likely to be considering how to apply this to work and how it translates into your personal life. But also, some of the text in red. Now, it came that way in my email, and I wondered, why was it in red? And what did it mean for me? Now, the email states the red text is based on two attributes, frequency and somebody. Now, there's more on a man named somebody next week. But I thought, after referring to my StrengthsFinder profile, do I do what I'm best at every day? Well, most days maybe, but every day? Probably not. Secondly, I thought, how frequently do I recognise great contributions? From my reports, my friends, my peers, my family, my boss, or anyone else? And actually tell them? Not so often, I reflected. Well, that's all for this week. Till next week, enjoy your journey. Regards, David Gardner.